Today we have a presentation on working step two. I will turn the time over to Connie for the presentation.
Hi, I'm Connie.
Hi, Connie.
I feel very unprepared tonight, so I'm hoping this will be a step two moment, a higher power moment. So I'm just going to kind of share some of my experience, strengths, and hope with step two. When I first came into program 14 years ago, I thought step two would be pretty easy because, you know, after all, I felt like I was a religious person and I had this, you know, relationship with God, and I thought, okay, step two shouldn't be, you know, I mean, I've always had a belief in God, so this should just be easy. And as I continued to work step two, my sponsor kept pointing out to me that she thought I was mad at God. And I was very uncomfortable with that because I didn't think that we were allowed to be mad at God, number one. Number two, I was a good Christian person, so how could I be mad at God? That must mean that I'm a terrible person. And so I kept fighting the idea. But as we're working through the steps, she keeps saying, I think you have some resentments with God. And I thought, oh, no, who could, you can't. You know, God is God, and whatever he gives me is good. And so she kept pushing me, and I had to look at that, and she was really right, because I had this idea that if you did A, B, C, D, E, you were going to get this paradise. You know, if you just did these things that they told you, you were going to get this wonderful life. And I kept trying to do these things that I was told, but I would never get the wonderful life. And so I kind of came to the conclusion that I wasn't doing it good enough. I wasn't praying hard enough. I wasn't worshiping enough. And that I came to the conclusion that I am not enough. And that's the only way I could make sense out of everything I was taught, because when I did everything that I could, I married a sex addict. So how is that paradise? How is that fair? And I was really kind of mad. Like, I felt cheated and shortchanged, and this wasn't the life I really signed up for. And so I was really mad at God. And once I admitted that, my sponsor told me I needed to sit down and have a heart-to-heart and not do like the praying like I'm used to, but just really sit down and say, this is how I feel, this is what I'm mad at. And I did that. And once I did that and I got all that out, I felt like I was okay. And my sponsor had to teach me that it wasn't about doing. It was about being. Like, it wasn't about what I did. I didn't have to do all that. I just had to be open. And that was too simple for me. I kept saying, no, I need a formula. I need things. I have to do more. But she encouraged me to just be open and not be worried about doing all these things, trying to prove myself, trying to be enough. And I found a story that someone told me one time, and it was about a man who wanted to go on a cruise. And he saved his money. He saved all his money for months and months and months to go on this cruise. And he checked in the ship, and the person, you know, saw him, the cruise director saw him come in, but never saw him the whole cruise. And the reason was he had used all his money, and so he just brought crackers and cheese with him on the cruise. And then he felt shame, so he stayed in his room because he thought he doesn't have money to buy food and everything. And so when he came off the ship, the cruise director said to him, where have you been? I saw you come on the ship, but I never saw you the whole time. And he said, I'm kind of embarrassed, but, you know, I used all my money for the cruise, and I didn't have money for food or for, you know, entertainment or anything like that. So I just stayed in my room. And she said, that's so silly. Everything was included. Your money, everything paid that price and it was included. And they drew the analogy that sometimes we do that with our higher power or God, that we feel like we have to pay more, do more. And really, our share is already paid. Just because I exist. And how many times have I survived on spiritual crumbs when I've had the whole buffet in front of me? Because I'm too busy thinking I'm not good enough or I don't deserve it. So that was a huge turning point for me with step two, because I actually was able to let go of the higher power, God that I knew, and keep all the good parts, but burn the part about me having to work so hard to get his love or to even be worthy of his help, that he could possibly restore me to sanity without me doing, you know, 18 million things and then not doing it enough. So when I could let go of that, then I could get the essence and the spirit of step two. I think I've been really good most of my program with step two and believing there was a higher power and how that worked in my life until the past year I've been struggling with it. Because my activity in my religious church, I'm really not doing that much. And it's really kind of changed my view, and I've been really struggling with step two this time around, which has been, I guess, good and bad in a lot of ways. So I started thinking that I really needed to work on my relationship with my higher power. And at the same time, I'm working on my relationship with my husband. We're going through a rough patch right now. And so we started to talk about our relationship and the things we're doing right and the things we need to improve on, and kind of owning, you know, our different parts of where the problem is. And it just dawned on me that we are rebuilding our relationship. And I needed to do that with my higher power. And so I wrote down some things that I've been working on with my higher power that I got from the things I'm working on in my relationship. But the first one is communication, that it's not enough for me to just talk to my higher power once a day. If I want a good relationship, if I want to, you know, make that increase, and I need to talk more often. And so I'm starting to be open to that idea to communicate with my higher power whenever I want, whenever it strikes me. And being able to talk about my feelings and my troubles and the good times. Sometimes I just go to my higher power when I'm hurt, but I need to share the good times, the gratitude, the positive, the good times for me. Also, I need to learn how to listen. And my higher power doesn't always speak to me the way I think, so I've been finding ways to listen. And the more I'm listening, the more I'm really coming to believe that there is a greater power, and he can really help me. Somehow, some things I've been doing is through music. Like every morning in my car on my commute to my work, I'll put in some music, and it's recovery music, and it's been really helping me. And I feel like, you know, I'm listening to the messages, and I'm getting good ideas. And I know that my higher power speaks through other people, so I've really been noticing, really taking a notice of what people say, and just different messages I hear. And, you know, I've always felt like At one time I told my higher power that I really needed it in writing because I get, you know, bogged down. I can't understand the messages. So if he could just write it and wrap it around a brick and hit me in the head with it, that would be great. Because my sponsor told me, you know, whatever you need your higher power to be, just that's fine. If you need him to write to you, then say that. And I was like, well, yeah, like that's going to work. And I did it. And then I started noticing all these billboards. And there was his words, you know, in writing for me. You know, I would turn the corner and there would be like the Allstate one, you're in good hands, you know, you're in good hands, or but just do it, you know, when I'm waiting. And they were always at the most opportune times. Or I would pull into a parking spot and it would be 449, which is the acceptance prayer of the big book. And I started asking my higher power to show me in those ways, because I really needed it clearer than just how I was getting it. And it came. And so I believe that, you know, part of that relationship, I can ask for what I need. And I've never been able to do that in a lot of my relationships. So that's an important part for me. Also, having patience. I want it done now, and realizing that my higher power might have a different watch than I do, and although I do joke that his is usually broken and needs a new one, that you know, I need to be patient in his timing. Also, in my relationship, I'm learning how to be non-judgmental. I have a tendency that when something goes wrong, I want to blame, and I want to say, you didn't show up and you weren't there for me. But what I tend to find out is that anything I go through, I need, that's exactly what I need to learn. And so the more I'm building this relationship one step at a time, the more I'm actually really believing that this higher power could restore me to sanity, that maybe I don't have to be the best, and maybe I don't have to do a million things, that maybe I just have to open my arms and accept it, and that I'm worth that. And I'm doing some trauma work, and she had me go back way to my foundation of when I was a little girl. And in my family, I was always told that I was the promised child. My dad got this blessing, and I was promised in this blessing. So it was just always told I was the promised child. And they said it was in a good way, you know, like it was a very cherished thing. But in my mind, I think I put a lot of pressure on myself, because if you're a promised child, that's a lot of responsibility, and if you're promised to someone, you better live up to those expectations. And so I'm realizing that this I'm not good enough or I'm not enough goes way back, you know, way back, and that I've lived it. And the only way I'm going to be able to get through this is to trust my higher power that he's going to show me that I am enough. And I'm starting to believe that. And this I am enough has followed me through my whole life, because I felt like if I'm not enough as a child, then I got into this perfection, trying to do everything, trying to please my mother, trying to be the best of everything I could be. And then when I met my husband, I felt like he rescued me from that, but then I found out I had a sex addict, and I felt I'm not enough, I don't compare, I don't, you know, and it just goes on, and so I really feel like I need to get at the root of that, and in order to do that, I really need to come to believe in a power greater than myself, because I've tried for years to fix this, and I can't do it alone, and it feels good to say that. And the more I work on this relationship, and then the more I'm open, the more I'm coming to believe that this higher power could restore me to sanity, and that you know, maybe I'm worth that. And I don't really have anything more to say. I don't even know what time it is. Oh, hey, it's almost 7. I guess it worked out. So thank you for listening and being patient with me tonight, because I really didn't have all this planned. So anything else?